Do you believe in fluorescently glowing pigs?
Not really. I think articles like that, I haven't really read the details or anything, but from what you told me about it,
yeah.
I suspect if you actually were there in the lab looking at it,
yeah.
you would see the slightest hint of some slight bit of color,
yeah.
and it would be a gross exaggeration, that you would not see a big glowing light of the pig or anything
like
that.
So you think this is a scam and that it's going to come out, that these pictures...
There may be some slight truth to it, but yeah. it's grossly exaggerated, and you wouldn't really see that much.
Well, the pictures I've seen were absolutely outrageous. Like out of this world, like fluorescent green pig snout. I gotta see what the organs look like, if you can see through the body.
Yeah, but you were telling me that the article said that the pigs were happy.
Right.
And how old are they?
They seem normal.
Old are they now?
I don't know.
But were they just little baby pigs? Or?
No, they looked like they were full on adult pigs.
Okay.
But what gets me is like, there must have been a lot of time that went through while they were growing up where they didn't talk about it.
Yeah. But yeah, that'd be another suspicion.
Yeah.
It should have been visible all the
time. So maybe they just smeared some color, some glow-in-the-dark Halloween face paint.
I wonder, where was this? What country was
it? Taiwan.
Taiwan, okay.
All the weird stuff happens outside of the United States.
Yeah, especially like the Korean one turned out to be totally phony, right?
Right, that's right. Yeah.
But see, what I was thinking is that maybe the pigs, when they're a little baby,
yeah.
and their noses are glowing in the dark and stuff like that,
yeah.
maybe they could be happy because they don't know anything. But as they get older and the other pigs start teasing them and start laughing at them,
yeah.
how are they going to be happy after that?
They're not going to be
happy. Something wrong with that article.
Well, maybe they might see that they're unique and that they're very different than any of the other pigs.
No,
so.
That's not the way other animals treat their fellow other animals.
I
no,
see.
It's anything unusual. They start laughing at them and beating them up and stuff.
Okay.
I bet these little pigs have gotten beaten up a lot of times.
You think so?
About their glowing
so
nose. They probably have some really nasty nicknames.
So we got to assign therapy to them and have them
go to therapy? I think so.
Okay. So we're going to send the glowing pigs to therapy.
Right. Off the pig.
Yeah. So we have a guest on the show today. His name is...
Troy. Troyster.
The Troyster. And Troy, tell us a little bit about yourself, Troy. The spotlight's on you, man!
I don't like pigs. Especially ones that glow in the dark, but I think restaurants could save a lot of money on lighting. You know, like glow-in-the-dark bacon, things
yeah.
like that.
That's true. Hey, that's awesome. Glow-in-the-dark bacon. Glow-in-the-dark bacon. That's funny.
Like bacon brights, I guess they could call them. Yeah.
Cool. You can get out your old... We can bring back light brights with this, you know? Cut up the pig in various different parts.
Right.
Make pegs out of the, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, living pegs.
But they want more than just a snout, though. They want the whole thing to light up to do that.
Yeah.
And really brightly.
Well, it's not really truly glow in the dark, apparently. According to the article, it's actually, you have to have a black light, and you have to beam the black light down on them in order to see them glow. And
right.
they do have an example picture of them in the corral with all the other pigs.
Okay.
And they're not, the other pigs are not glowing, but they are.
Maybe because they're shining the light on this pig, and they're not shining the light on the other pigs.
Or that somebody's really good with Photoshop.
Right.
Right. I don't know.
Or they smeared some grease on it or something.
Yeah, it could be Halloween costume paint.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking earlier.
You didn't even have to do that. There's all kinds of materials that go in also about lunch.
Okay. So could we, like, let's paint Troy up with some of that stuff and make an article about how we've suddenly been able to, like...
Yeah, just the lint problem alone would depress me.
Okay. The lint problem?
Yeah, you know, when you're under a black light,
uh-huh.
everything it shows up.
That's funny. Okay. That's funny. Nice. So
I didn't bring the pictures, but did I tell you at CES, the Microsoft people claim that you and I are not the only two people with the Microsoft Spotwatch?
That's right, you did
say
that.
They claim that other people have them.
But I don't
know. And they pointed at a whole bunch of other people who had them.
At the
everyone,
show?
Yes, at the show. Every one of which was a Microsoft employee, because all
okay.
the Microsoft employees had them, but
okay.
nobody else did.
Okay.
But there were new models. Did I tell you that they had two
yeah,
new models?
Yeah, you said two. But who made them? Was it Abacus? Fossil?
Yeah, they were like Fossil. Yeah,
okay.
The company that I thought had gone out of that business
right.
was still making two more.
Okay. Well, mine is flawless right now. The one that I have, second generation, is really good.
Yeah, but it's ugly. Although I like the
True.
New one. The
yeah.
new ones are all silver metal bands, silver metal face, very good contrast, very clear.
Really?
Very
are they big? Color. Are they outrageously big?
No, they seem pretty good. They seem
pretty huh. good. Do you think they're on the website?
I doubt. I don't think they're actually shipping yet or anything. But
well, that would be very cool.
I bet I could sell the Sunto on eBay for a lot more than I paid for it, and I might like one of the new ones better.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I could go for another one.
Yeah. But But then, so the Microsoft employees around the Spotwatch section said, no, we're certainly not the only one. It's very popular. A lot of people have them. But then I went over and asked a question of the Microsoft Office people that related to the way that Outlook gets its data synchronized over to the watch.
Okay.
And I showed her that I had one. She said, oh, you actually have one of them. Yeah, she said something like that. Yeah, she kind of said something like that.
So she's admitting nobody has them.
She said, oh, you must be Mark or Wes, or which one are you?
Yeah, that's it.
I almost said my real name.
You almost did. That's good. You caught yourself. That's good. I have a problem doing that. Yeah. And I have to go back and reverse it or edit it. It's always a pain trying to find out because we have these really long, massive files. You have to just kind of go through them and figure out where the words were. So, are you guys going to get ice cream?
I had ice cream yesterday. I don't know.
But
is it real ice cream or is it ice milk?
No, it's Italian. It's neither.
Okay.
Yeah, Italian ice cream is not real.
Is it really small? That's right. They have a get a really tiny one.
You get a tiny one, but it's compact.
I'd pay more for a really tiny one just because it's not that good for me. So they get a really tiny one.
Okay.
I read an article.
Wait, so I'll be the only one having ice cream?
I might. I'll get a really tiny one. I read an article that if you go into Starbucks and ask for a short cappuccino, even though it's not on the menu, they do in fact have such a thing, and they'll make you a cappuccino of the same quality above the best European coffee shops and stuff, because the short cappuccino has the same amount of coffee in it as the larger ones, but just less water and less milk to dilute it, so you're going to get a really strong drink.
Well, should we try it here at Pete's?
I don't know if they'll do it. This is a rough Starbucks.
Pete's is really good. Some people say Pete's is better than any other coffee in the world.
Yeah, the president and the first lady prefer that.
Yeah. Well, the guy that we talked to at Fry's also said the
same thing. Not that president.
You should have just kept quiet about that and had people make comments.
Okay.
Mark knows the president? President of the United States?
Well, I know the president of something. You know.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm president of the Mark Bernays Society, actually. So I'm president of something.
Yeah, and if you listen to that one radio show, that one podcast, you'll actually find out
what?
Who Mark's real name is.
We don't want to talk about that. he said he might change it. I was more insistent on the website. Did he get the extra spot? Because there was a second spot where it was still on the website. They sent him an email.
He did. Did he fix the second spot? I don't think so. Because he did change it on the website, but then embedded within the file.
But there was a second place on the website.
He got him on the website, but in terms of the file itself, when you start streaming it, it comes up with your name on it.
Yeah. I told him I wasn't that worried about that.
Yeah. Well, nobody's going to listen.
Yeah. No one listens to these podcasts anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody does. At least nobody makes comments. Nobody seems to comment about any of the shows.
Yeah, because the statistics are that at least half the people who listen will make comments, so I guess just no one's listening.
Right? Who said that?
I made that up.
That's a pretty good quote.
Yeah.
All right, so ice cream or...
I read an article on 37 ways to win an argument. If you don't care about honesty, not to win an argument with another person, it wouldn't work for that.
All right.
But how to win an argument with somebody where you're arguing with them and you're depending on a third person to make a decision.
Okay.
Like a judge or an audience
or
another member of the family. You're just trying to convince another member of the family something.
Okay. All right.
And one of the techniques was if the other person seems kind of weak or a little bit confused, just totally blatantly lie and sound very official about it, and they might give in. They might believe you.
Start quoting statistics that you totally made up.
Because you might get away with it.
Well, you know, 50% of the people don't believe you because they say that every time they leave the house, the dog actually ignores them.
Yeah.
Something like that.
No, that's cats.
That's cats?
Yeah,
cats don't care.
There's a book, by the way.
There's a book?
There's a book. Apparently, a friend of mine gave me a book called...
And who was this friend?
I can't tell you. But called Maybe Your Cat's Just Not Into You. So the name of the book was something like that. And apparently it's based on this psychologist who goes on Oprah all the time.
Okay.
And people tell him the relationship problems, and he explains what they're saying. Well, you think maybe he's not paying attention to you for this reason, for that reason, but maybe the truth is he's just not that into you. He just doesn't really care about you that much, and you should move on and get somebody else.
Huh.
So he's always using that as the excuse to explain the situations.
Okay.
So he wrote a book called Maybe Your Guy's Just Not Into You or something like that. But someone made a parody of it about cats.
Okay.
That you know, you think and you start talking about, you know, you're petting your cat,
yeah,
and suddenly it gets up and walks away, and you think, well, maybe it has a disease, maybe it has a flea bite,
sick.
I'm sick and I'm hurt, it's not feeling good. But in reality, your cat's just not into you, and it doesn't really care if you pet it or not.
See, I purposely give my cat no other option but to be into me.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no other cats around.
Okay.
You know, and if the cat doesn't do the right thing, then it just gets no food.
Well, that can work. Yeah.
Anyway.
It can work for a while.
I'm kidding.
Okay, so should we go get ice cream?
Yeah, ice cream. Okay, so Troy has an interesting comment to make about the pigs.
I think Kermit would love a green glow-in-the-darkness piggy.
I think he would, too.
Yeah.
He's already green, so...
The only thing they wouldn't be able to explain is his green glowing fingers, but other than that, everything would be okay.
If people were glow-in-the-dark, like the pigs, think about what that would be like having sex with somebody who glows in the dark.
Right, you wouldn't have to dim the lights, you could turn the lights out completely.
I don't know what it is, but I can't get this glow-in-the-dark stuff off me.
Talk about mood lighting.
Yeah. I mean, I had really great sex last night, but I'm just thinking, like, you know, it won't go away.
Yeah, I just think...
People would see this green stuff on me, you know.
They would have that glow all the time, before, during, and after.
Yeah. It's true.
So you bought those goggles yet? The $2,500 goggles?
Yeah.
I can see through swimming suits?
You should send me that link. Well, actually, I have it. I still have it.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, so. What's really weird about that...
But there's some validity to what they're talking about on the website.
Yeah, but watching it live, though, doesn't make any sense. But also, if you were selling a product for $2,500, that part of the product that takes pictures, you'd post a bunch of sample pictures taken by your own product, right?
Right. That's
well, if you look at the page of sample pictures, it says half of them were taken by a Sony camera, and half of them were taken by their device. So, if it actually worked, why wouldn't you have all the pictures taken by your device if you're trying to sell your device?
The other thing is, in order to actually see the pictures, don't you have to drill down? Isn't it like not? It's not on the front page.
Yeah, they had a ruling in the way.
Yeah.
But when you finally find them, it says that some of them were taken with their device and some of them were taken with Sony cameras.
Right.
To point it out.
But wouldn't you want to have like your pictures with your product be the first thing that people see? Just to
yes.
You know, so I want to put them on the home page.
Yeah.
They're just not there. So.
Well, there's all kinds of stuff about website usability and how to sell, where that's a bad thing anyway. My theory is that websites should be designed so if a person accidentally hits the website, they don't even know if you existed.
Yeah.
And if they happen to be a customer like listeners for your product, they would actually read up about the product on your homepage. And a lot of websites aren't like that at all.
You know, strange is that now I can feel cold air on the back of my neck.
Okay.
And it's really not a good feeling. Can I go back to having long hair now?
Okay.
I'm back to having
frog breathing on you, huh?
Miss Piggy. I keep wondering what glow-in-the-dark Miss Piggy would look like.
That's a good question.
Just buy a Miss Piggy doll and hold it with some glow-in-the-dark paint and put it
out.
Yeah. Glow-in-the-dark Miss Piggy.
You can sell them. If you go get a bunch of pig pigs, and coat them with like face paint.
Green glow in the dark face paint.
Yeah.
Yes.
Put them on eBay. So they say we now have discovered the secret of making glow in the dark pigs.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly.
So. Do you think we're going to defuse the situation with Iran?
No, I think we're going to go in there and steal the oil. Or try to. Attempt in Iraq to steal the oil didn't seem to go very well, but I think we're going to try to end it.
Do you think that's where this whole thing is coming from?
Yes, of course. Everyone always knew that from the beginning. People are kind of talking about
Iran.
That. Yes, of course.
Yeah. So we're going to use this as an excuse to go in and invade?
Yeah, and I sent it first. Unfortunately, I can't find the email, but I sent an email to some friends who will confirm that they remember getting it, even though for some reason I don't have it anymore to prove it.
Yeah.
But several years ago, I look down a list of countries by how much oil they have. And some of them at the top, like Saudi Arabia was our friend, so we're not going to attack them.
Yeah.
And if some were like China was really powerful, we're not going to attack them.
Right.
So I just went down the list looking at how much oil people countries had and how weak they might be.
Okay.
And I sent an email out to my friends saying, based on that alone, we're going to attack Iran next. We're going to come from the people to attack Iran next.
Okay.
And guess what? Maybe I'm right.
Wow.
So.
That's, you know what? I would have loved to. I would have loved to. Like maybe several years ago, I probably wouldn't have believed that. But like right now, it's like the politics are so like weird, and we're told so many different things that are not. Or we later on find out are not true.
Like when the Twin Towers got hit, they said that they had absolutely no idea that it was a terrorist attack until the second building was struck. Yet. How does that explain all the cell phone calls from within the airplanes? How could they claim
that
they didn't know?
How would they... Yes, people on the plane call their family on a cell phone. How does that information get communicated within 10 seconds to them?
It was 15 minutes.
Fine, but how does that get communicated within 15 minutes to they, to whoever you think they are?
15 minutes is a long time.
No, if you call up the White House... Or if you call up any high government official, you say, I just got a cell phone call from my husband saying that he's on an airplane headed towards the World Trade Center to crash it. Do you think the operator is going to believe you enough to actually pass you through to anybody seriously that
they
quickly?
Have to. They have to.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think that there's a lot of things that are fishy about the whole thing.
Yes.
That's one of the things.
Yeah.
Right. Besides, those people on the airplanes were breaking the law using their cell phones. And you're going to trust people who break the law?
Well... Also, you know, I realize that you have tourists looking at these buildings all the time, and I can see them getting a really good clean shot of the second plane hitting the tower because they've already got the media there, but they got two excellent views, maybe even more than that, of both towers being struck. And what do they have, cameramen out there ready to go?
There's tourists in New York everywhere taking pictures, though. I'm one of them. I'd certainly do that when I'm in New York.
Well, the
firemen, I saw something like that.
The tourists knew about it, but the government
No, they don't have to know about it. No, like I was in Pittsburgh once, for example, taking a bunch of pictures, and I saw a Goodyear blimp. I may have done a different brand, but I saw a Goodyear blimp sort of thing go near a building where just by the perspective it kind of looks like it was going to hit the building. And I grabbed my camera and I took shots of that.
Well,
it was really a different distance away, but
when the first plane hit, there were some firemen filming with a handy cam, and they were filming each other. There was like some sort of event going on, they were filming, and basically, or was it ambulance? I don't remember which one it was, but just these guys, like in some organization, they're filming each other, and all of a sudden you hear this one guy go, "Hey, that plane's kind of flying kind of low." And they're like, "What?" And they look, he ends up, and he looks at the plane, and he follows the plane into the building.
Yeah, with all the people in New York at any moment.
It sounds like a typical UFO story, too.
No, but
it was like, visually, it was clear. Like, you could see the plane, you know.
Going right into the building.
Right into the building, because it was like, "Hey, that plane's flying really low." And the guy aims up to look at it when he'd been filming the other people. I would have stopped the tape. I mean, if it were me and I had no idea what was going to happen, I would have been like, if my intent was to film the people just standing here, I probably would have reacted by stopping the tape to look at the plane. But this guy, followed it in, and like, they were like, "Holy shit!"
And also, you know, this Osama bin Laden guy, does anybody know anybody that knows him?
Right, he's got sunglasses on, he's shaved his hair and his beard, and he's kicking back.
He's in the back of a cereal box saying, "Can you find Osama bin Laden or what?"
Right.
Well, what's the reward for him? Right?
No, there's certainly people who know him. He's the sibling of very high up officials in Saudi Arabia. So there's a lot of people who know him. He's not a
very well
person.
Known, yeah.
No, he's a very well known person.
Doesn't his daughter live here? And isn't she trying to find a recording contract in the music industry? I swear that's the truth.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, she'll be a real hit.
Yeah. Huh! She could write songs about her father.
Yeah.
How nice he was to her growing up and stuff.
I think I heard this. I think I really heard this before.
I think I saw her at the Tower of Records.
Yeah.
She was at Tower Records, hanging out.
Oh,
nice.
Probably not very long.
Yeah. Cold, the wind's blowing.
Let's go back to the bookstore and talk about Troy's interest in romantic novels.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to know why the romance section is right next to the science fiction section. I thought maybe there might have been some correlation here.
There is. They merge. They cross over.
Yeah.
They do.
There's romance. There's some science fictions that have romance within it.
But would that be a good genre? Maybe it could be the first author to mix of science fiction and cheesy romance novel.
Yeah, like about a guy who falls in love with the girl with the dark pig.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, but I can never picture, like, you know, like Luke Skywalker, like, hanging all over Princess Leia, you know?
Right.
So women would never enjoy it.
Well, she fell in love with Han Solo anyway. Didn't she fall in love with Han Solo? Didn't they, like, go off and have kids? Supposedly the books state that there's a book that was written, and I don't remember what it was, where, like, Han Solo and Princess Leia go have kids. And, like, the story, the book is about the kids' adventure. What they
go, that's funny, they look kind of like Chewbacca.
A little too hairy. I wonder if Chewbacca kind of had his way with Princess Leia. So we're going to go to the bookstore?
Yeah. But then we can't record the bookstore, can we? Unless we record really soft. They heard me.
Yeah, well, we can go in there and just be loud.
It's a bookstore, not a library.
Let's record ourselves getting kicked out.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
Well, we go to the coffee section. There's like a section where people are doing homework. We can sit back there.
Yeah, and bother them. They shouldn't be wasting the store's time doing homework anyway. That's right.
Well, we could go in there and complain about how come everybody's sitting around and not buying drinks. What do they think this place is for?
I know. Yeah, at Albertine's, the nearest bookstore to him, the cafe tends to be so full of just people sitting around that I can't find a table.
Really? Well, that's great.
In the daytime,
that's like Borders. That's like what Barnes and Noble and the Emery Bay.
That is the Barnes. Yeah, it is the Barnes and Noble. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What's your address?
Oh, on MySpace, I go by Troyster.
Troyster.
Yes.
Okay. So everybody can get on there and make comments and send you nasty messages.
Probably the women will, because on my profile I bash them quite a bit.
Really? Well, you're now a friend of the show, because that's all we do. Like, no, I'm kidding. Wow, they replaced all the chairs.
So does it matter if this is having problems all the time where it won't turn on? Does that sometimes press the button and nothing happens?
Only if the only way to turn it on again is to hard reset it.
Yeah, well, if I screw around long enough in different ways, I can sometimes get it back. Like this time opening it to fix it. Kind of, but not really. Should I ever reboot it? Last time when it hung, I did reboot, right?
But you have to explain what it is that you're playing with.
I'm rebooting it. Oh, I should say what it was.
How many things can you reboot?
That are with me right now. This is probably the only one. Really? Oh, the watch. No, the watch.
No, the watch you can reboot, right? So that's one, two.
I don't have my iPod. I know how to reboot iPods, but I don't have that.
I've never had to reboot the mini disc.
Do I need to reboot my flashlight?
I can't reboot my phone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So.
Sidekick, yeah. Troyster has a sidekick.
You could reboot that. Have you ever had to reboot your
Sidekick every once in a while. Every once in a while, you have to reboot Sidekicks. Yeah. I've never had it quite do it this way before. Or just had it more right now. Ooh, it's fine. I hear noises. I hear buttons. I hear noises.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder if there's a way to look it up.
You hit the reset switch.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. Anyway, this is a Pocket PC cell phone combination of a new style that's coming out. There's several different ones coming out nowadays. This is by Sprint. They call it the PPC 6700. And Verizon is about to have the same one that also says 6700 or something else.
But who makes it? Does Sprint actually make
it? No. Some company is... I'll think of it in a minute. I forget the actual company. It's imported by U.S. Starcom. So if you see any name at all on it, it would be U.S. Starcom. But they're really the importer. Not the HTC is the manufacturer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And some HTC products are rebranded as Samsung, but HTC makes them. But this one is never rebranded as anything. It's just the cell phone companies kind of act like it's their own device.
Huh. Okay.
So anyway, so it's a Pocket PC version 5.0. It's actually not called it anymore. It's a Windows Mobile 5.0 device.
I'm always confused by the names of the OSs.
I think their official name is Windows Mobile Mobile now or something. Although someone in the Microsoft booth at CES said that the name Pocket PC is nowadays reserved for one of the keyboards, and this does have a keyboard.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What, the stylus attaches to the antenna?
Yeah, it goes inside.
But I thought you're not supposed to touch the antenna. Mm-hmm. Oh.
I don't know if that matters.
The Troyster is sitting there in the chair with the sidekick.
I just sent
Right.
His message.
Right. And this is still rebooting. Well, getting instant messages on this is not so easy. I have to start software and screw around for 10 minutes before I'm actually at the point I can get one. But it'll come through as an SMS. I'll get it somehow, some way. But it'll be
some way.
The sidekick is really a lot better for messaging. It's kind of true.
Sent like some extra material for him.
Okay.
Oh, wait, who said this?
I played fifth.
There's no system.
They started to see if I actually get it. But you didn't get a message back saying I didn't get it. You may get a message from their server. Did it tell you it was sending it to a cell phone, or did it tell you nothing of this one?
I didn't do it. Now what's with this message here that I get back? It's a system message.
I'm offline or something.
Due to a loss of connectivity.
Yeah, but at least it tells you. It could have sent it to me later if it wanted to.
This message was probably not delivered.
Yeah, right. Okay, now, it probably wasn't. It probably wasn't.
Well, I thought you were just screwing around with me, so I put that and then put
twice.
Oh,
you were saying that. Yeah, I got that from you. I was wondering why that came through. But yeah, I got this from you before. I'm available now. It'll get it now.
I sent the system's message about your system's message.
I know. I saw it. Okay. Troyster has a T-Mobile Sidekick. Now, the Sidekick actually has an extremely good AIM and Yahoo messenger clients built in that coordinate with a server that T-Mobile runs to make you always on. It's just a completely reliable messaging, even though it's a cell phone, even though you might lose signal and all that. It's totally reliable, just like a pager, because if someone sends you an AIM message, it actually goes to the T-Mobile server first, which will then hold the message and deliver it to the Sidekick whenever the Sidekick gets turned on or comes back in range. And I really miss that because of the Pocket PC. I'm trying out all the different instant messaging programs, and none of them really do that stuff very well. There's one called VeriChat, VeriChat, that claims to do that stuff, but it's very buggy. It doesn't really do it that effectively.
And the other side effect of all the different software that you run on the Pocket PC, Windows Mobile 5.
Yeah, they run the battery down badly.
Yeah.
The Sidekick can run all day long with the instant messages on, and it doesn't affect the battery life, but the Windows Mobile ones, it certainly does.
Huh.
Matter of fact, Windows Mobile comes with an MSN messenger built in that can be set up to be pretty much foolproof and you always get your messages. But the battery will run down in a couple of hours of using it. And people at the Microsoft booth at CES fully admitted that. They claimed that they wanted to have it be full-featured and do all kinds of things. And they chose being full-featured over battery life. And it's just very inefficient. So the other brands I found will do instant messaging much more efficiently than that one. They'll run the battery life down in 7 or 8 hours instead of 1 hour, but they still run it down noticeably.
Is there such a thing as different batteries that you can get for the...
Not yet. Well, except on eBay. There is a thicker battery where it has to have a big bulge on the back and stick out. There's a longer battery, and the batteries are totally replaceable as easily as any cell phone, so you can have more than one with you.
That's good.
And the Microsoft people were making an analogy. Remember the old days of regular cell phones where you might have to carry extra batteries with you? Well, those days are back. You have to do that with
Yes, that's what they do.
Those days are back.
Yeah.
Remember the old days when you had the suitcase and you open up the suitcase and instead of clothes it was just all
batteries.
One cell phone?
It was all batteries. Yeah.
All those days are back.
Yeah. So I would probably do that if I did, but they're not, the only place you can buy the batteries is on eBay, and the they're not clones. People are just selling the real ones, and the thicker one is like $70 or $80, and the normal one is $60 or something on eBay. So I don't know. Maybe someday I'll get one of them. But as far as I know, the Sprint's not even selling replacement batteries at all right now.
Right.
And do I really want this thing thicker? It's kind of thick anyway.
Yeah.
I really want it thicker.
Maybe you might want to have a princess on your show next.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
oh, that's beautiful.
Most beautiful princess you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, watching. I have him in a tutu as well.
Yeah, the princess is a him?
What? Yes, it is. What? Yeah. He's got fat boy titties too. See?
Wow. That's really attractive.
Yeah.
Is that a cadaver? Like a dead?
Would you like me to
the dead princess
to send you these pictures to put them on your page? Okay.
Yeah, great. Send me the links.
I don't have a link, but okay. I can send them directly to you.
All right, I'll upload.
I might be able to make a link for you.
No, I can upload it. Put it on the blog. That's hilarious.
Okay, so why is the battery monitor starting?
Because it doesn't want you to see how much...
Oh, it's there, but it's starting here, but it wasn't sticking the battery icon up there like it usually does. Maybe I turn it off accidentally. Though it sometimes will stick a little battery up underneath. And then it has a setting where it can tell Windows to turn on the date and time both up there, but they warn you that their battery indicator will overlay one of them, which is true. But I wasn't sure if you could turn it off or not, but apparently theirs can be turned off. I am running out of battery right now. It'll go for a couple more hours, probably.
Battery pack will tell you more reliably.
Once it knows. Yeah, it doesn't really know right there.
Right.
Also, while I'm at it, I could send you the miracle that I found on the wall at my job. The marble.
Oh, Troy? That's great.
Does it say Troy to you? Because I claim that if you don't know what that says, you'd never imagine it's a Troy. That's only if you already know that you'd think that.
It's a T-R-O-N, Tron.
Yeah.
It's the movie Tron.
But if you didn't know him, if you didn't know him and you just ran across a picture randomly,
right,
you wouldn't think that's a Troy, would you? I doubt it.
I probably would have ignored it and just kept walking.
I
would go see a movie.
Okay.
You want to go see a movie?
But you don't want to go out to his job and see the end on the wall?
Not really.
Because I've seen it. It doesn't look like Troy to me at all.
I trust you. I believe you. I'll save us a trip. I believe you.
Can I get up and start going?
Yeah.
Hey! That guy right there, he has no pants!
I saw this. Pretty late in the evening at Fisherman's Wharf, we ran into this magician comedian guy who was doing stuff like that. He was gathering the crowd just by yelling at people, and he, like, some guy was crossing the street looking like he was going from one water to another, so the guy suddenly turns around and starts yelling at him, "Hey buddy, it doesn't look like you're having much luck, but keep it, it'll be okay," you know. And then the cab's coming by, so he yells out, "Taxi!" And he gets the cab to stop, and they just start laughing at everybody. Oh, my battery's starting to run. I got the first battery.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
My battery's starting to go.
So let me stop. Let me stop the instant messages. They always kill battery.
We've got 50 minutes left. Because I'm recording in full fidelity.
Okay. So if I exit it, so all you have to do is exit it.
Yeah.
But it will stay signed on to the server, so people will still think I'm online. And then if someone sends a message to my AIM account.
Yeah.
And then the server will turn into an SMS. It'll go over the phone and wake it up.
Oh, okay. All right.
But see, I don't know. Instead of doing it by SMS, they should just do it by data. Whether this programmer here should keep the data connection up, but forget presence. You know, forget the buddiness. Forget all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just hide in the background while we're just watching for it to send a message to the server. Because that wouldn't take up any battery.
Do you? Okay. Do you get your mail on there? Like, yes. Do you use the what is it, the Outlook?
I have an Exchange server. I run my own Microsoft Exchange server.
Okay,
so I fully when I'm supposed to do that.
Okay.
Except there are these kludgy options to have the Exchange servers notify the phone if there's a message rather than checking periodically. But it's kind of really kludgy right now.
Okay.
The way that works, so I'm not bothering.
What? What is that?
It's a little duck.
He's holding a duck.
Oh, does it glow in the dark?
Does it
looks like Elton John. Does he look like Elton John?
Yeah, the glass is kind of, yeah.
Lucy in the sky.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and I can see what I really like about this. I can move email to other folders right here and then get home and so I'll move through the same things.
Okay.
It really reflects it on the server.
That's cool. Right? So it actually affects the server from here.
Yes,
wow.
Exactly.
That's cool.
And also any contact list or calendar or task to-do changes, you know, get reflected back and forth automatically.
So it synchronizes.
Yeah. See, Microsoft, there's a software update that I was waiting for.
Yeah.
And one of the hesitations in getting the device now is that they don't have it, and I wasn't sure if I would trust Sprint to update it.
Okay.
But I found on the Sprint website that they do have a lot of updates for all their other Pocket PC phones, so I guess I'll trust them. But that Microsoft update, I'm quite skeptical about how it could possibly work. I've talked to people in Rexel about it, and it's kind of looking really funny, but they didn't really sound like a good answer. But the way it works now, you can either have it synchronized by time. Just start, you know, every few minutes it'll go into the server and synchronize. Or you can tell the server to tell it when it has a new message.
Uh-huh.
But the way it does it today is the server will send an SMS, and then the device will then call in and synchronize the SMS.
Okay.
But Microsoft is promising this new software that will, where the Pocket PC will send a request to a server and just hang there with that request open. And then the server will just simply answer that request rather than SMS.
Okay.
But from what my experience on this, the data will drop every once in a while. Because every once in a while, it'll stay dialing back into the data service. So if nothing's going on, it will drop off.
Okay.
And if the phone drops off the data service, then there's no way the server at the other end could push the response.
Okay.
They didn't really have a very good answer for me about how that was supposed to work.
Huh.
Yeah.
It just seems so weird to be using two different technologies to do one thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing is that the carriers charge for SMSs. Like Sprint is $15 a month for unlimited SMSs. And if you start playing these games with the instant messenger sending SMSs and the Shade server sending SMSs, you better pay them.
You're suddenly just not going to get your messages.
Yeah.
Speaking of technologies now, picture this.
Yeah.
Picture you're wearing this super thin suit all over your whole body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you've got it hooked up to a cable that hooks into your PC.
Okay.
And then there's a remote dummy on the other side somewhere, maybe 1,000 miles away, hooked up to somebody else's computer.
Okay.
And everything you do, that dummy does. Okay.
That's awesome. Okay.
And let's say you're at a woman's house and she's got her dummy over at your house. You know,
right.
There is
right.
some potential there.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you could be.
But maybe you think her dummy is only a dummy. Maybe she has three dummies broadcasting simultaneously, sending to all her boyfriends.
And then
and
what?
You think it's only you.
That's true.
Maybe like an orgy. Yeah.
You could have a dummy orgy.
Yeah. Dummy orgy.
But what if
and
you.
And
like,
they could all glow in the dark, too.
You could have the suit glow in the dark, so not only do the dummies glow in the dark, but the suit you're wearing glows in the dark.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hell,
yeah.
We could all be glowing in the dark.
Yes. That's
why limit? Why have any limits on it? Let's just all glow in the dark.
It would be what you call real broadband.
Real broadband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's great.